You got to come in your bag.
You got
to
come in.
Digging them crates.
You do. I tried a little bit. Real quick.
You got to come in your bag. You
gotta come in. That's a wild way to start.
You got to come in. Hey.
With that being said.
Hey, yo.
Oh, shit. That is a wild way to start. Hey. Welcome to the Raw District Podcast, man. This is Drew Dawson.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Jordan Rice, man, and J Rob, first time doing a podcast, man. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
These motherfuckers going back and forth about Michael Jackson and Prince, man. I'm just here to moderate this shit.
You know
for
what
real.
It is, bro.
Yes, baby.
Shout out to Dad, nigga. You can't even see me on this stupid ass thing here, bro. Hold on, I got this. Be able to see me.
Yeah.
As long as y'all hear me, it's all good. Fuck it.
Hell yeah.
I'm the prettiest person here, so it's all good.
I know that's right.
You know, shout out to Dad, man.
And do you have a smooth 20, like, ready for real?
In my head.
Because I know you don't. You ain't got one. You ain't got 20 for
I got, right I got, now. I got a 15, slight 15 in the cut.
15?
Slight.
Man, see, I'm a neutral on this whole thing, man. I'm right in the middle, bro.
All I got is 15. That's all I can think
of. I can go for days.
Right, he know I ain't, you know what I mean?
And I'm talking like hits that niggas don't even know is.
That's
hits.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I got a couple.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You got some Prince joints that I got hits, but niggas don't know is hits.
I got a couple.
Y'all got five that y'all like a smooth five that you can you're confident in.
I think I got a smooth five.
What's the first Michael Jackson?
I got a smooth Nick. Yeah.
First.
How do they determine who goes first anyway?
I don't know.
Coin toss or fucking
right. I don't know.
You go. I don't know.
Probably just coin toss. Yeah. That'd be the easiest way.
Ain't nobody. You got coin.
Yeah. And you know these niggas songs be. You know these niggas songs be long. So let's not play the whole cut. Cause you know Prince songs.
Oh, we ain't playing. I just need you to run them all.
I say Prince songs be like 7 minutes.
I ain't got time for that. I'm like, nigga, stop talking on this bitch.
Right, it's another verse.
Yeah. Nah, we can't play shit. I'll get sued.
Oh yeah, copyright, huh?
What up, Mix? Yeah.
Purple Rain. If that shit wasn't so good, Bobby got. I have to listen to the short version.
You gotta listen to the whole deluxe album, nigga. There's shit on there. That's not even thought about.
I'm saying.
He's like, yeah, and extended joints, nigga.
Y'all get ready for it, though. Y'all marinate on that shit, man. We're going to talk about that the Antonio Brown shit first. We're going to dive into that.
Put me up on that. I'm lost. All I know is that the nigga left halftime at the game.
Shit, we could play the clip.
Okay.
Kick shit off him. Bounce.
That's all I seen. I don't know why. What happened with the DLB? And nigga look like a motherfucking shaved bird though. God damn it.
Break down what happened because you know more than me. You know the best out of
it. I don't know.
They made it seem like the nigga just went crazy again, and he just said, "Fuck it, I'm out of here."
Oh shit, lagging.
I bet that nigga's bold as hell for getting naked in New York in fucking January, nigga.
Yeah.
Man, that's how I know you ain't right in the head. It's right. Cold as shit out there.
That goddamn Dos Effects haircut, that nigga.
That's hella Dos Effects.
That nigga got that microphone check, microphone checker.
This nigga, he just fucking dipped out on the ass, but I guess he.
They ended up coming back too from a.
Yeah, they came back and won it all.
Cause they got the, you know. But what made him dip? He's just on some weirdo shit.
I mean, the nigga been hurt for a while now, and then they was just trying to like they was forcing him to play for the most part. He's like, man, I can't do this shit. My shit hurt, so he went and sat down. And
so it wasn't that he was getting froze out because he had that bonus coming.
I mean, that could be it. Have to pay it. I mean, that could be part of it, but he kind of benched himself from what I read. He's like, man, I can't play. My shit hurts, and I'm not about to be out here giving my all to break my shit, you know? So
Yeah.
And then Bruce Arians, he was like, fuck it, you're done. So he like, bet, I'm out. Took his shit off, threw it in the stands, and went and took a shower.
Damn, he didn't even wait till after the playoffs or nothing. He just...
But he, from, I don't know if he's cut or if he's still on the team. I don't know what it, because they really ain't setting him, because you really just can't cut nobody like that in the middle of the game.
So. Yeah, my thing is, man, people got to stop acting like there's people not quitting their jobs all the time.
Oh, yeah.
they talking about CTE, bro. We all got CTE then, because I've quit jobs worse than that.
Man.
Like, I've quit jobs. I've smoked a blunt on my way out of a fucking job, bro. Like,
in the building?
It was right outside the building. Oh, okay. I was like, man, fuck y'all, man. I got caught smoking, and I just kept smoking on my way out or whatever. But that was one way I got fired. But I've quit jobs. I've quit jobs like two or three, man. And I know a lot of people quit jobs. So let's not make him a mental patient because he decided that he got some shit going on. You know that he lost his top. But at the end of the day, bro, like, that doesn't make you crazy, bro. You got to hear the whole story and the business behind it.
Nigga,
you know?
The nigga, he got some issues up there, but I mean, we all do. So I'm not sure gonna fault him for that.
He definitely does.
But the Bucks, they not spilling all the tea, man.
Yeah, something's going on.
The coach got on the interview afterwards and was like, man, I didn't know nothing about this. But then there's text messages of him saying, oh, we'll talk about it tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. After he just told him, like, yo, I'm fucked up. I'm going to try to get better for the game this week. But, they ain't saying everything. It's stupid shit, but.
My thing is, he couldn't even be slick about it. Like, he at least, you know, slide your way out.
Facebook user says, shit, I'm finna quit this bitch right now. Like, yeah, I swear, bro. People quit their jobs every day, man. I don't think, what they call it, like, the great resignation or something. He just being one of us, man.
And
the fuck y'all freaking out about?
I really think that from all the shit that keeps coming out, I don't know if he's at fault at all. I mean, he's at fault for just leaving in the middle of the game. He at least could have stayed on the sideline, like, bitch,
or at least snuck out of there. You gotta be seen, nigga.
Right? Like, have a trainer take you back and just never come back and some shit like that. But not, I don't know. I think he gonna get picked up again next year.
He dropped a song that night.
I can't. I am not listening to no athletes that are trying to do music. I can't do it.
Dame hard. Dame hard, nigga.
I've heard a couple verses. He's cool.
Dame hard, nigga.
I'm not about to. No, stick to your lane.
But Dame, the thing is, man, you got to know in advance when you distribute a song to like all the major platforms. You got to know like at least a couple days in advance that you're about to drop a song. So that's a little. The timing is wild. Like, he was like, man, I'm dropping a song tonight. This might be a perfect rollout or some, you know, something like that.
That's crazy.
It's probably the nigga's cover art too and everything. Too.
And then he got involved in some NFT shit. I think that's what I heard. I didn't read too much into it though.
I just saw when I was on my way over here that he had some OnlyFans girl sneak into the hotel one night after curfew and shit. I'm like, that shit happens all the time, but he really on one.
What's up? Damn, the OnlyFans girl is like a genre of woman now. That's wild.
Hey, that's what the article said. OnlyFans girl or a girl from OnlyFans. Damn, whatever.
Yeah, you OnlyFans bitches now. That's crazy.
Somebody wrote a paragraph. You want to read that, Jordan? Or one of the Jordans?
I got you. What is it? AB is still a head case. Fighting with teammates in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Frostbite and helmet issues in Oakland. That shit was stupid as hell. Oh, you need to know about sexual assault violations in New England. Yeah, that shit was goofy as fuck, too. And apparently he was with the little toilet liquor the night before. What's
a toilet liquor?
Explain on that part, sir or ma'am. My guy needs to stay away from football for now. I think he could honestly stay away from football and be perfectly fine. I just feel like he doesn't want to. He's still relevant. He still got hands. He still got speed, you know. But
fuck is a toilet liquor.
Right. Yeah, but.
Yeah, yeah. Elaborate.
Who's this toilet liquor?
Yeah, for real. Didn't he fake a vaccination card, too?
Yep, he faked that shit, too.
That's tight.
What?
That's tight, man.
OnlyFans girl got publicity for licking a toilet. How much does she get paid for that? I need to know. Bring her on. Hey, come if you watching, come on the pod. Yeah. I got questions.
You're invited to the Raw District Podcast, Toilet Liquor.
You need to make sure you wear a hazmat suit, though, bitch. Yeah. Licking toilets, that's weird.
Hey, man.
Depends on what toilet it was. Nah, it could be a bougie toilet.
Nah, fuck.
It could be one of them Donald Trump solid gold joints. It could
have a bidet and all of that bullshit. That's still weird.
So you wouldn't, you tell me you wouldn't lick one of them Donald Trump solid gold toilets?
Hell no.
You ain't got no price for a toilet lick?
No.
No.
You don't know. We don't know what shit germs then crawled back around there.
What if I just bleached it?
Man, you can't fuck with bleach like that. Fuck your whole insides up, nigga. I know intestines, niggas flipping inside out, nigga.
All right, Lysol. You good with Lysol.
I'm cool on all of that shit. The bathroom is weird.
And I'm going to lick that toilet.
German.
You said give you a what?
A wet nap and a million, and I'll lick that toilet.
A million, that's it.
Just a million. I'll flip that million, and it'll be over.
I need a million plus. I need more because as soon as I go to the corner store,
teeth, man, you can't always make $1 million like that.
That's true.
As soon as I go to the hood store, I'm not a millionaire.
People do a lot worse, man. People eat ass.
That's true.
Yeah, that's terrible,
man.
That's terrible.
And don't tell me you eat ass and you sitting here talking about you wouldn't live in no fucking toilet because that don't make sense.
Yeah, nigga,
it makes all the motherfuckers.
You don't know if this nigga just. Nigga, do you know if motherfuckers is baby wiping or not? Yes. If you not baby wiping, why are you getting your ass ate? You nasty bitch.
You need some dude wipes.
Hey.
Man, shout out dude wipes.
Shout out motherfucking flushable wipes, nigga. Sherman, you gotta use them bitches.
Yeah.
Man. If you not, in 2022, for all y'all, if y'all not out here baby wiping, use a nasty bitch.
You got to flushable wipe it. Yeah, that's the thing, bro. You can't be walking around with the crumb cake.
We too grown
for that
toilet
shit.
Toilet paper is not effective.
It's not effective, bro. Like, the doo-doo is real, man. Shit's real. Unless you hopping really in the
shower
the
right
you
after
eat.
You take a shit, bro, no.
You gotta really watch what you eat. The shit you eat can determine your shit. Real shit. You ain't eating no vegetables. If you ain't eating no vegetables, your shit is gonna be horrible. Man, your ass hurts.
I say if you eating right, you don't really have to wipe that much. Like it's one of those shits that where you just wipe it and there ain't nothing there really.
Hey, the dims.
It was the best
bro, shit. I was thinking about this shit the other day. One of the nastiest things we do as humans is
check your shit.
Is check it. But it's probably one of the most healthiest things
supposed
that we
to.
Do.
And he's supposed to let you know if your doo-doo healthy.
Yeah. If you bleeding and some more shit. Like, yeah, you got shit, to check nigga. All that.
Oh, no. Color. You have to look. You have to look.
Yeah, you
look,
need to. Color, but that's all that shit. If you think about it, bro, that is disgusting.
It is, very.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's natural.
At this point, it's natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's second nature.
You're so used to it. Like, okay, cool.
It's like brushing your teeth in the morning. It's what you do.
Yeah. It's scientific. Yeah. I think that I read it once that it's like you enjoy it because you enjoy seeing it because it's something that you produce.
Fuck that.
It's you know, who walking around with a fucking a glass full of sperm and shit, like I produce this right here.
No, but it's
hell no.
But it is more. It's exciting when you bust a nut though, and you see the receipt of it. That's an exciting part of sex. It's because
as
you
many
produced
nuts
it.
As I done busted, I only produced one
and then,
thing,
and then people and then
it
people
took me 20-something years to produce that motherfucking dude.
No, it's the effect. Like people hype up women squirting. It's because it's like something that you know that's coming from the body, and people enjoy that
man,
shit.
Man, if I enjoy looking at shit and
I don't enjoy it, but I look at my shit, I check it and
you
see what's going on.
You got to, yeah, you got to.
You got to see if you healthy and everything. You determine your diet, nigga.
Yeah, you got to.
Might not be no vegetables. You look, you like ooh.
Right, man. Shit, that one push, you boy. You got the fucking.
Need eat some green beans. Nigga.
Bust all in a bitch. Somebody said legends. Somebody said, "What up, J Rob?"
What up, though?
Yeah, we don't know who the Facebook user is. You got to, I've never been on the other side, man. I probably should, but you have to accept something and we can see your name afterwards.
From the other side.
Oh, yeah, Jordan can check it on the stream. Whatnot.
Oh, that was X.
Oh, yeah, shout out to X, man.
On the slizz out.
Yeah, but I don't know how we got to shits, but we were talking about Antonio Brown.
How did we get there?
Yeah, I don't know. That happens on this show.
It's the weed, doo-doo. Bro. The weed got me fucked up right
you
now.
You ain't even smoke, nigga.
It's that CBD.
That CBD dizzle, nigga.
Shout out CBD.
Try to put that mic
shout
down a little
CBD,
bit so you can,
man.
This one?
Yeah, so you can get shot. Maybe on the bottom right there.
This shit here.
See if it goes down soon.
That's not me.
Yeah, I don't.
Eli when we need him, man. He the sound dude.
Oh, shit.
Damn, limbo.
Right.
What was that?
Damn.
I don't think nothing changed. I don't think you did anything different. You, that weed is hitting you, bro. That's not what I asked.
Bro,
that shit's in your chest cavity.
You
now,
talking about
nigga.
This shit here? Bro, it's not going down.
This shit
buddy.
Right here, nigga.
We ain't block you from the stream, man. We don't know who you are.
I'll let the light skins win today.
Yeah, you.
We always win, nigga. Fuck you mean?
Yeah,
we got Obama.
Just imagine what his facial expressions are this episode. But
I'll come around this thing. Nigga, what?
That's perfect.
Yeah, you bro, you gotta back that mic up. That's bothering me.
I was looking at it like, damn,
nigga, it's in your chest, bro. You can't even sneeze.
There you go. There you go.
That's how it was before.
You sneeze, nigga, you electrocute yourself.
There we go. Hell yeah, AB quit his job. Facebook don't like that N-word in chat. And fuck Facebook, fuck Zuckerberg, man. They don't want to see us win anyway.
Yeah, nigga, eat a dick. No, just playing.
Would you join the metaverse, J-Rob?
I think, nigga, I got a cell phone. That's always in my hand, man. I think I'm already in it. You know what I mean? So I don't need to be a part of another reality when I can't put this square down most of the day. You know what I mean?
So you would? Wait, so you wouldn't?
Nah, like shit, I'm already attached to my phone. That's ain't that. That's already a metaverse right there.
That's pretty much it.
You know what I'm saying? You got YouTube, you got Facebook, the gram. You know, only thing I ain't fold on yet is TikTok. That's the only thing I ain't fuck with.
That's
yet.
Where I'm at now, man.
TikTok got it, bro.
I like
TikTok.
And
they got some funny shit because they be some shit on Facebook from TikTok that be making me think, nigga, I need to go on here.
Hey, TikTok is where the fun is at now, man.
He just saying that because he got bitches on there.
Nah, bro, don't say that. Man.
Nah, he
got fans.
Yeah, he got a fan.
Going up. I like the TikTok live, though. That shit is dope. I really do.
See, and then reaction videos be funny as hell when the motherfuckers be cut out all of the video talking shit. I be wanting to do that. That's why I be like, man, I might.
Nah, you should, bro. That's easy.
Get that real quick. But it's like, nah, I ain't gonna fold. I ain't gonna fold.
Man, why do people say that, man? What is it about TikTok, man?
It started with the kids.
For me,
it started with kids.
For me, it ain't even TikTok. It's just more shit for me to be attached to my phone to.
Man, get off Facebook.
And I can't, bro.
Facebook.
I'm trying, man.
That's sad to say that I can't. Because but I know that's a you big think part about it, bro. That's a big part of my entertainment gone. That's a big part of
you
my.
You think
life.
About when social media
and that's
started?
Fucking sad.
You had to have Facebook in order to like get noticed and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But now, who do you know that's like really out here making it? That's on Facebook.
Us old ass motherfuckers.
I'm talking like niggas that's
people
like,
that's making it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, not nobody.
They got Twitter and
Celebrity
Instagram.
Celebrity pages ain't even really relevant on
Facebook. Yeah, they got Facebook. Twitter and Instagram.
Bro, Facebook is just for like, I don't
memes,
know,
bro. It's for memes. And,
yeah. And you can find memes in better
That's
places.
True. That's true.
Instagram got them.
The way Facebook is, though, man, they want you to be angry. Like, they set them algorithms up for you to be mad, and they throw the shit in your face that you want to, like, argue and debate about. Mm. And that's why it's like, through that whole Trump era, Facebook was so powerful because people was just really...
able to.
They was going crazy. Like
was, niggas was on. I beefed with a few homies over that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got put. Now you think when you got point because a lot of niggas be, I don't care. It was so. This was the shit. And all these motherfuckers get underneath the comments. Now it's a beef. It's an argument. It's a comparison battle. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's a lot of that now. Since like there's not too much to argue about. A lot of shit. A lot of people are reaching about things to argue about at this point.
Like making beefing, shit up.
It's to that point. Like a lot of things we don't have to worry about like we worry about. Like canceling celebrities. You don't need to be wasting energy on that unless they do a real crime.
That shit ain't real.
Yeah, but people really waste their energy on that.
That's what's crazy. Like
that shit ain't
niggas getting canceled
real.
Out here, but
that shit ain't even real.
Going to the next company and getting a bigger bag.
What you canceling though? Like people are just saying, "Oh, you're canceled." What are you canceling? These motherfuckers
I'm still
getting paid,
I'm
still and you
slapping,
still broke.
I'm still slapping the music. I'm still buying them shoes.
And it's that
I'm
thing.
Still buying.
You put a silly.
And you still mad and broke? Why this motherfucker still getting paid? You talk about, "Oh, they canceled." No,
when you
not.
Get canceled, it's like they put a ceiling over your career and what it could be, because like you can have your you can have your little underground and your indie, your independent bag, but if you're trying to be on like NBC. but you got canceled. But you ain't gonna, really, they ain't gonna hear you out in the meeting.
You ain't even really need that shit these days.
That's what I'm saying. If you feel like you don't need that, then you can't get canceled. You can say whatever the fuck you want. That's why it's so important to build your own brand.
Honestly, bro, if you getting canceled, though, people gonna want to talk to you even more. So you gonna get out there and get.
It depends. It depends on what it's you getting canceled for.
I mean, yeah.
Because some shit like
does it really? Because I mean, Bill Cosby raped people. They say R. Kelly raped people.
Mm-hmm. R. Kelly definitely.
And these niggas is canceled, but everybody want to talk about them. Everybody want to talk to them. Everybody.
Nah. Bill ain't canceled him up.
Nah, Bill always canceled. I don't give a damn what that nigga. That was for my lifetime.
Them motherfuckers definitely canceled for real.
I was watching the Cosby's yesterday, nigga. Fuck you talking about?
I've seen this shit.
That's what I mean, though. The crime shit, that's iffy. But I'm talking about, like, you know, just saying things and people disagreeing with you. And that's that type of canceling. And that stuff is stupid as fuck. But, like, you know, if you out here drugging bitches, bro, and it's, you know what I'm saying, and you out here messing and pissing on little girls, bro, you deserve to be.
Hey, man, Dave Chappelle, man, he said that shit when he was 15.
That's what I'm saying. Dave Chappelle, they're trying to cancel Dave Chappelle for some bullshit. That's a waste of time. Complete waste of time.
Canceling any celebrity is a waste of time. You might, the motherfuckers is still gonna keep getting paid. So,
bro, niggas is really trying to cancel Dave, and he's like, that's cool.
Cause at the end of the day,
I still got that Netflix check.
How you gonna cancel somebody who wanted to get canceled? And like he said that at the beginning of his set, like it was like basically like he knew what it was.
And then he talked about the same thing on what, 3 or 4 specials back to back to back.
Yeah,
y'all wasting y'all breath.
It's wasting time. People gonna do what they want, say what they want. Motherfuckers is gonna be for or against it. People just keep. Can't keep blowing shit out of proportion. Like you said, just waste energy. Just move the fuck on. Stick to what you know, believe in what you believe in, and skate.
Yeah, they had that one comedian, I don't know if you know him, Patton Oswalt. I
think the white dude?
Yeah, he took a picture with Dave, and he apologized about it.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't even read it. I'm like,
like, so stupid, bro. I apologize for taking a picture with my friend because we, like, what's... Like, everybody's trying to protect they brand. And those are those type of people who care about that big...
That dollar, that, nigga.
You know, that big white bag, if you will, you know what I mean?
That crossover brand.
But a lot of people don't. And that's that's why I don't... You can say whatever the fuck you want. I hate when normal people act like they can't speak their mind because that's the stupidest shit ever. Like, you're not going to get canceled if you work at a Walmart and if you work at a warehouse or anything. Say what the fuck you want, man.
Because I be on the internet talking.
Oh, I say whatever. I get deleted all the time, but that's cool. I don't give a fuck. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah, I hate that too, man. Families, you know, get broken up over the internet bullshit.
That's funny.
Every day.
That's hilarious. Funny.
That's stupid.
That is hilarious.
It's stupid.
Hell yeah. The other topic, one of the other ones, Tristan Thomas, man.
had him a little baby girl. Was it a girl?
I don't even know. I don't know what's up with him.
He had a baby on the K girl.
With who?
Behind Chloe's back. He be cheating on her all the time.
What? Bro, I don't feel sorry for this bitch, for real.
I don't feel sorry for nothing. Told you them bitches is bad luck.
I don't feel sorry for nobody.
You know how many? What number time is this nigga getting caught?
I think this is like. Point. I've heard the news story like 3. This is the first time I paid attention to it, but I've heard it like pop up here and there.
It's like 3 or 4 that it done been out there in the open. Mm. And bitch, you still around? Now this nigga got a baby on you. You stupid as hell. I hope he does some worse to you.
And we were talking about this beforehand, man. It's a lot of weird shit that goes on with them, the family.
I'm telling you, that's like, why it's like, I don't feel sorry for that, bro. Oh, fuck no. You brought something probably bad happened to him.
Only normal with that bro one.
He just stuck.
Which one is normal? Like, is there a male in that involved in that network that's normal?
I'm trying to think.
Ain't they brother, Robert Kardashian?
That nigga's goofy as hell. Yeah. All that shit with Black China.
I know he got robbed, yeah, but like, you know, other than that, you don't really hear too much about him.
What's the model bitch name? The model sister. I think she the best looking one.
Who?
Kendall. She the best looking one, I think. But you don't hear nothing. Her downfall was that hopping on that song.
I'm talking about the men though. The women, they always, they there's not too much controversy around them. It's always the men that get shit
because they fucking.
Honestly, the ones who ain't whoever the mama's dating.
There's a black.
She got somebody. They, yeah, they got, mammy got somebody.
A nigga.
Oh my god.
Got them a black dude. He the only nigga. One that ain't
Right now, yeah. Give it a little bit. They all fucking with the bitches. The demise is bound to come, nigga.
Might fuck around and cut his dick off. Okay. You never know. Okay. You never know what's the, you know. Might fuck around and say, I don't want toes no more.
Hey, that family has a history of doing that.
So. You might fuck around and seize up out of nowhere.
We didn't start talking crazy and lost 2 likes. Give us the likes back, man. What the fuck?
Fucked up.
No, that's fucked all the way off, nigga.
If you look at Tristan's comments, though, man,
bitches is let loose on his ass.
They're going crazy, bro.
Shut your bitch ass up. Yo, baby daddy cheated on you too.
They're all taking it out on him.
Right. I hope you tear your ACL.
Scar.
You look stupid in yellow.
Scar. They score.
I mean, you could talk about the nigga looking stupid in yellow, but. Don't talk about tear your ACL.
They scarred.
I mean, I told my barber the other day, shout out Lately Cuz, I told his ass on New Year's Eve, I said, I hope you jam your finger tonight. He had me out here looking like a wild man.
Which finger?
I didn't care, nigga. The thumb. I just wanted him to severely hurt himself and not really get hurt.
You should have said your thumb. Nigga. You jam your thumb, your whole hand fucked
man,
up.
Man, he didn't do it, so.
I can't
but
even
I got it
that.
And got cut, so I'm cool now. But still, you know.
Jam that thumb, nigga. You can't even. Get your wank on. Yeah,
that leads me to a good podcast question, man. How do you recover? How do you recover a relationship after somebody cheats? Or how do you, you know, fix it?
I don't think you can fix this. You can't trust you. Can't trust you no more.
So the trust is gone.
I can't trust is you. It? I can't trust you. I don't even trust my daddy, nigga. Alone.
I feel you know what I'm saying? I don't trust nobody.
Now you walk
me.
Out the house. Now here I am feeling like old suck ass fool. Wondering what the fuck she doing. Wondering where is she at. Who I she mean, with. Nigga, I ain't doing that. You fucking up my peace. Now you gotta go.
I'm fuck a different you. Type of nigga. Cause I mean I'm already
crazy.
I'm already like, look, I know you gonna be doing what you doing. So that's cool. Go ahead. Nah. But don't get mad when I'm out here doing what I'm doing.
Cause that's the problem. Cause if I go out there and do what I do, I'm going hard.
Yeah, I'm coming after your mother. your grandma's getting these shots.
Yeah.
No, I'm shooting my shot at your granny.
No, I ain't doing that. But I'm definitely what? I'm definitely.
Oh, you
want,
no, you.
I'm definitely
no, we trying to break hearts. Let's break hearts then.
I'm definitely answering that.
But
next
then you start playing tip for tap, man. And then
I'm cool with that. Cause I'm gonna win.
Cause at that point you just in an open a relationship at that
dude,
point.
Right, I'm right.
Hey, if you trying to be an open right. relationship, just say that. I'm cool.
That's basically what it is when people cheat back and forth like that. Just
what it is, bro.
Just change
this
the.
Is not, this is not baby boy. We ain't doing none of that. Nah, fuck
just
that.
Just do. I mean, I'm cool. If you want to be in an open relationship, and I'll say that from the jump. You trying to be in an open relationship? Cause I know you got niggas out here trying to do this and the third, and I know you entertaining them. If that's
point,
how we gonna do it, just let me know.
At some point.
Cause as soon as you get mad and I'm some weak dick, fucking short, no hair having nigga, you gonna go entertain these niggas.
Mm-hmm. That one nigga is your work boyfriend. Right. Gonna be active. He gonna be hit the green light on, nigga. It's active, nigga. Man. The lunch is getting brought to work, nigga. It's over.
Yeah, you might as well hop on the mic.
I'm saying. You get on the mic,
right?
I think that you could definitely fix things, but I believe that both parties have to be willing to put in the work.
I feel like that.
I agree, because I think if you're in a long relationship, say like you got like 8 years on it, some shit's going to happen within that 8 years, bro. You can guarantee some, we're going to go on a break. You go on a break for a couple weeks, y'all motherfuckers start even like flirting and reaching out and entertaining other motherfuckers is basically cheating because it's showing you ready to, you can go and go out your way and get out the relationship. So like, if you really in a long relationship, like if you say put 30 years in, guarantee you gonna go through some shit.
But I don't know.
A bunch of man. Look at the Currys.
I don't know, dog, because when niggas cheat, man, it's whatever. When a nigga cheat, when a female cheat, man, she fuck with a nigga. She low key like. So it's a little bit. So it's a little bit of a sting. You know what I mean?
Hold on. You don't think so?
Man, come.
Yeah,
but
you gotta come explain
come
that one.
On.
But if she's only fucking with him sexually, then how does that even fuck with your relationship?
I feel like that would hurt my ego.
And if she was really liking him, then she would be fucking with him. Like, I'm trying to go on a date with him. I'm trying to spend time with him. But you can see it's only.
I would rather you do that. I'd rather you go on a date with a nigga than you just be fucking him.
Hell no. Mm-hmm. If you connecting with somebody else, that's way worse.
I don't know. Because if you fucking the same nigga over and over and over, that's saying something like, nigga, something ain't right here with me. Or what's going on here?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But if you're going on dates, nigga, shit, go get your eat on for free.
I'm not saying accept it.
I ain't gotta feed your goofy ass.
I'm not saying accept it though. Nah. Definitely you can work through it.
You can't do no dates. You can't do no date.
Yeah,
no. Now it's gonna get competitive because you know she talking shit about you to that nigga.
Yeah.
And so now he gotta flex.
Let me tell y'all a quick story.
You took her to Applebee's, now he gotta do Cheesecake Factory. She knows she gonna throw that shit in your face.
And you gotta keep going up the fucking ladder.
You can't do no date. Now,
let me tell y'all a quick story, bro. It was a while back. I had a young lady that I was involved with.
This nigga had an affair.
Her goofy ass asked me to my face, like, yo, so and so asked me out to the movies. Can I go? I was like, bet. Have a good time. So and so was the homie too. I'm like, bet. Have an amazing time.
That shit would hurt me.
This nigga, he came and picked her up and everything, dapped me up. What's up, bro? I'm like, oh, hey, y'all need $20 or something? You want to get the big popcorn?
You offered an allowance, nigga?
No, because while you out here doing what you're doing, don't ask shit about me. We was out on some hot shit that night.
So you got back at her.
I went to the casino that night too.
Yeah, I just had a good old time.
Got you a little shirt room at Prey Band.
We was too young to get that. We didn't know nothing about that at the time. Yeah, I was like, bro, you really asked my girl to the movies, knowing that's my all right. Hey, go ahead. And your goofy ass gonna ask me if it's cool to go? What the fuck you think? Since you gonna ask, go ahead. Just I know you're gonna go whether I say yes or no.
I'm sorry you went through that.
I'm sorry you went through that too.
She has trash vagina, so is it sorry?
Oh yeah, well,
man, that's even worse.
It's terrible.
How's trash in what way?
It's just not good.
Just what didn't wet up like it was supposed to.
It just wasn't good. It was terrible. And it's not just me hating on it. Like, I've had numerous people who have had that too. Like, yeah, that was probably the worst I've ever had.
Damn. Yeah, you had some numerous meetings.
I had some homies that they're like, bro, it wasn't that good when I had. I'm like, maybe I was like, I'm all for doing a double back, you know, because maybe we had an off night, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I had whiskey dick or maybe shit. Yeah. Your head wasn't in it cool. So we got to double back and try it out. But everybody I know that said the first time was bad.
What do y'all have? Like a meet? Like a what kind of meeting did y'all have? Like
a community? It's just niggas that I know that.
Fucking circle. Like what powwow is this?
Niggas that I know that fucked with. It was like, bro, it was terrible. Bro.
Why'd you go up
on a scale of 1 to 10? Let's go around the circle. What you got? 3 for you too. All right,
man. It's probably the
worst. I thought it was a 5.
You come to the conclusion it's trash vagina.
Nah, man. On average, bro, we gave it a 2.8, bro.
Damn, 2.8.
Yeah,
God,
was the dome good? No, damn,
bro. It's terrible, bro. It was.
You wasted mad time,
man.
That was probably a good woman, man.
No, she's terrible.
She had to be a good. The booty was good. She got to be.
No, she was terrible. She's a terrible person. Terrible person.
She probably got money though.
Fuck no. Nothing going for her.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nathaniel.
She got a husband. They be cheating.
She married.
They be cheating on each other though.
Probably swingers.
Infidelity.
Yes, nigga. Nah, it's terrible, bro. It's just. Shout out to y'all. I mean, hey, help y'all fix y'all house.
Y'all niggas need marriage boot camp. Goddamn.
Yeah, she was all bad. But yeah, the homie asked me to he's like, yo, can I go out with her? I'm like, yeah, bye.
Man, go ahead, man.
So I think you can fix a relationship. That was my answer at the end of that.
How would you?
It takes time.
How much time?
Just time, bro. And then, like, I don't know. It's just different for every relationship. Like, you know, if you're just getting into a relationship and y'all cheating on each other within the first year or two, it's not a good look.
Being bombed.
But you know what I'm saying? If you done did 5-6 years, I'm talking about it like it's a life sentence or something. If you done did 5-6 years, man, and something happens, you got a connection with that person, especially if you got kids, too. Like, that's a whole nother thing. Like,
I think it's
you can work through it.
I think the longer you in it, you're getting tired of the same shit, you know? Like, man, I'm tired of this. Let me see what else is out there and shit.
It like depends on how much you value sex too. Like, you know, I take certain things way more offensive. Like, you know, if you're going behind my back or and doing some, like, I don't know that there's other shit you can do in a relationship that's not cheating, that's fucked up. So like, if you accept that stuff, and then when it comes to sex, you're like, oh no, I can't do it. You cheated on me, but you accept a bunch of other unloyal shit and bunch of other bullshit, then it's kind of like hypocritical in a sense to me. So like, I don't know, man. It just, to me, it depends on how much you value sex. If you're willing to throw away 5-6 years of a connection with a person over a hookup, like if you look at porn stars, man, they're married sometimes, and their female has sex with 20-30 dudes. It's all because their relationship and their description of their shit is different. So it all depends on the person and the relationship to me. Like, for real.
Yeah, I can't argue that. I can't.
I mean,
and it's just a person.
Motherfuckers,
because to me, sex says sex. I don't know if we're quickie or not. That's like a whole different. You gotta connect somewhat to a motherfucker to be everyone.
Not really though.
Now you can get a little at the bar. Or
you can just be. You can just walk through one. Like, damn.
Yeah, like it's something. Right, but there's something there. Something's there.
Nigga, you acting like just because you married somebody right out of high school that you wasn't attracted to other bitches at other schools.
I mean, of course you're a man. Of course you're gonna be attracted to other.
I so mean, but that don't a mean natural gotta, attraction don't mean nothing.
That don't mean you gotta get the drawers though.
All right, so let me ask you this: is watching porn cheating?
No, hell no, hell no.
See, that's something that like some women would be like, that's unacceptable in a relationship, and men will go and do that all the time.
I got to ask the woman in the room: is watching porn cheating? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's cheating. Because
some bitches is insecure and they feel like they not doing their jobs. So we're not.
Well, bitch, step your game up. Bitch, step your game up.
And look, if you don't want me to watch porn, you gonna have to.
You got to perform.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to sound crazy. Like we're gonna have to have sex all the time, but like I gotta get it off. It helps me think clear.
But at the same time, they
gotta understand. Clarity is real.
At the same time, they gotta understand that shit's fake. That's fantasy. We know in real life you can't do that,
bro. The one thing I don't understand, bro,
shit, and we can't do what these niggas is doing.
One thing I don't understand, bro, is how motherfuckers is
fucking ceiling fan.
Motherfuckers is watching porn together. Like, oh, we just practice. We trying to figure out new shit to do, nigga. What are you learning in this? They do the same shit over and over and over and over and over again. I've been watching porn a long time.
Inspiration, nigga. Nigga, you never know. You never know. Couples sitting there watching porn together, they might get excited looking at that and want to try some shit. Inspiration.
You know what I'm saying? What are you trying though? What are you trying though?
You never
nigga,
know.
Nigga, it's the same shit.
He wants to try to jump off the dresser.
Bro, I seen this dude do a front flip into a motherfucking position at one point.
And Yoko rolled the bitch in the room and like, hey,
no, I didn't try that, bro. No, I couldn't try that, bro. I would tear something, bro. Hell no.
Nah, nigga, if you want to try some shit, nigga, go get the Kama Suplex Sutra book, man.
The what?
The Kama Sutra book.
Kama.
Ain't nobody looking through no book.
Yeah, ain't it?
That's the sex book, nigga. That's the position.
Why?
Book.
We can watch a video.
That. Right. Nigga, cause Google that, nigga.
If you read the book.
And that fucking book don't mean shit, nigga. Like, nigga, I know for a fact I don't bend like that.
Oh, so, nigga. That's what I'm saying. So what the fuck are we watching this shit? Nigga, we not about to do this shit, bitch. I'm not bending this way. Bending
like there's that. Stuff you could do without bending, though. There's
right,
different,
you know, bro. Right. That's when you got.
There was a young lady I had an involvement with. Another story. There's a young lady I had an involvement with. I was just laying there. She was doing her thing. Charlie horse right up my leg. I said, bitch, get off. Run to the kitchen. Go pour me up a cup of pickle juice. And she looked at me like, what? I'm like, ew. Go get me a cup of pickle juice. Nigga, I had a cramp. Nigga, shit, go get me some pickle juice.
Bro, every single conversation I have with you, it's like you get 5 to 6 years older every single time.
What the fuck?
Bro, pickle juice got to help your cramp.
Pickle it juice. Does, but that shit. It helps. Now like you fucking, you got to kiss her. Your breath stink.
Nah.
Some salt water. Nah, we weren't
kissing. Bro. I was like, bro, go get me. She poured me up a fat ass cup. I said, bitch, I just needed like a shot, nigga. You could have stopped in the curio cabinet and grabbed a shot glass real quick.
She brought you a cocktail.
But it's fast. Joint, nigga. It's fast acting, bro. I took that pickle juice and it went right away. I was like, all right, bet, I'm back in the game.
So y'all bounced back after the pickle juice.
Yeah.
Y'all was able to. Oh, man.
The cramp went away.
Wow.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Nah, see, I caught a cramp not too long ago in the middle of it, and I just quit. I was just like, we done for the
day. It wasn't one of them like side cramps that you got to work through and shit. Now, this was the leg was locked. Mm-hmm. It couldn't move.
See, I ain't caught a cramp during getting some booty. Wow, it's been since high school.
Oh, nigga, you stretching beforehand.
You must drink a lot of water.
Yeah, nigga.
Nigga said, hell yeah.
I know I'm about to get super. I prepare, nigga. Like, fuck that. I'm getting older. Like,
nigga going for a quick half-mile jog to warm his body up and shit.
I know what I'm eating, nigga, because you know what I'm saying? That shit affects your pre-cum. You try to get some hair, you drinking pickle juice. That's just disgusting. It tastes salty. It tastes no sodium dick.
That's horrible, man. That's what I'm saying. How'd you bounce back from that?
What do you mean?
I don't know how she.
No, that's why you gotta prepare. You know, you better get you some booty, nigga. Eat some fruit, nigga. Make sure you get you some bananas. That's potassium. You wouldn't caught that cramp, nigga. You probably.
Hey, or I could just eat a pickle and I'm good.
Hell no. Can't kiss nobody. That
pickle, I don't need to kiss you, nigga. She was just fucking. Hey, we here to do one thing. I don't need to kiss you.
Yeah, no.
Fuck that. I'm good.
Oh, boy. Fuck all this the kissing. This nigga's funny, bro.
I'm just saying, son.
Pickle juice, bro.
Yeah, man. That's, hey, just try. You get next cramp for any, doing anything.
No, it's I don't think I have pickle juice on hand.
Right.
Bro, everywhere I'm at, I keep pickles. I keep pickles in the fridge, man, just in case. You never know. Damn. And it's a good mixer for when you're drinking.
Oh, good.
What else do you do? What other remedies do you have?
Right.
Oh, man.
People need to know this, man.
You put an onion in the sock hanging over the door when you sick type shit.
Nah, man.
Rubs garlic on the back of his neck. Oh, where he goes to sleep.
Man, anybody who grew up around old folks, you know, you got some memories.
I grew up around them too, but we didn't. I didn't learn the pickle juice lesson.
No, I learned that.
That's what I learned. Fucking with old folks.
I learned that shit. I learned the pickle juice shit just from playing sports and shit. For real, you know they have pickles on the sideline and some shit.
Oh yeah. What superstitions y'all believe in, man?
Nigga, don't split the pole. Don't do that.
I be
don't break the mirror. Don't fuck with the black cats.
Yeah, black cats.
I'll be on those, nigga, too. I will back up in the middle of traffic fucking with a black cat.
I've hit U-turns multiple times.
What? Fucking with a black cat, nigga? And don't let it be dark, nigga. I'm pulling up with the bright, see what color you is.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I killed a cat one time on accident, man. I ran it over.
Fuck
shit, on my way to a party.
He smoked that pussy.
Oh, we.
Oh, shit.
Man. That black cat shit is written. And then sweeping over the feet. I don't really fuck with that. I don't even know what the superstition is, but I'm just like, bro, it just feel weird. Don't do that shit.
That's disrespectful. I think that was just somebody who was like, man, this is disrespectful, so we're going to make it a superstition.
What's the superstition on that? If you sweep the feet, it's what?
Yeah, I don't know, but I know you spit on, I spit on the shit out of that broom.
I eat black eyed peas on New Year's.
I do that.
I do that every year.
I do that black eyed peas.
I do that shit just because my grandma make them.
Money. Yeah, my grandma used to say you put a dime over your door, keeps the ghosts out.
You I ran over one in front of like 10 kids who were trying to coax it back in. What was it? 06. It was hot boxing the whip and had to pull off immediately. My bad kids.
This nigga.
What?
Damn, man. We got to stop fucking with cats, man. Sleeping the feet, you going to jail soon. That's what
See, you can't tell a nigga like me.
Niggas out here doing dumb shit still.
What?
Damn.
You still, no.
Going to jail soon?
You going to jail now?
I believe in that. If you dreaming about fish, someone pregnant.
You're pregnant? I believe that shit too. Step on a crack, you break something. I believe that shit.
I don't have dreams, man. I smoke too much. They all get suppressed.
I ain't dreamed in
you
a
probably
while,
got
yeah.
dreams. You just don't. You don't.
That's what I'm saying. They're suppressed. I don't even know. And when I stop smoking, they get crazy. They get fucking wild.
What's a wild dream?
Nigga, I had a dream.
It makes sense to me. They just be all over the place.
I had a dream the other night. I got into a shootout at a club in Emporia with a nigga I played football with.
Nigga, that's wild for you. Man, that nigga, shootout?
I had just came up on a 380 silver with the black handle, nigga. And I came up on this nigga I knew play football with. Nigga, I'm like, I don't know who these niggas was. I supposedly had beef.
This nigga here, bro.
But we was going to the club to pop these niggas. And it was dark as shit. And since I got the smaller gun, dude who I'm with has the bigger gun. I got to get behind him. He has the bigger weapon, right?
Nigga, no. What? That's your logic?
I swear to God, this is the dream. I remember this because it was so... I woke up thinking, oh, my God, I'm so glad that was a dream. And I thought about that was some stupid shit because it's totally not my character.
That's what I'm saying. You with a fucking gun, nigga? Right? What?
Go in there, and he's like, you ready? I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. I don't even tell the nigga where they at, because we can't see. He just says, you ready? I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. He points and starts firing, nigga. All you see is just the flash off this motherfucking barrel, nigga, and I shake up like, oh, shit, this nigga's really shooting. And then I finally remember, oh, shit, I got a gun. I should start shooting, too. I only had, like, man, five bullets in my clip. I remember that.
Going out with you.
This was a dream. In real life, I'm airing that bitch out.
Nigga, I ain't going out with... Nigga, I need someone who you gonna start dumping. Don't get behind me, nigga. Start dumping, nigga.
That was a dream. Real life, I'm airing shit out.
Oh, this nigga here, bro. I can't fuck with you, bro.
I woke up thinking I was so fucking stupid. I'm so glad. Bro,
every time I dream about a gun situation, my shit don't never work. I'm like, bro, this is...
Yo, shit,
that legit scared me. I'll be laying it down and just nothing's coming out. I'm like over here doing stoppage drills, fucking clearing the shit out. All right, nigga, I ain't got no jams. Get back into it. Ain't nothing. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? That shit's terrifying.
That's crazy. I was worried about that.
I'm sitting here trying to remember one of my dreams, bro. I can't even think of one. They be so damn random. Like, that's the thing about that's the thing about mine. They just be so, like, everywhere. I'll be in the living room 1 second, then I'll be like fucking in a box in the ocean trying to get out or something. Man. And then, like, they be nightmares, too. When they come back, like, after I stop smoking for a while, they be straight nightmares. It's all crazy. Spooky shit.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
I don't like dreaming about my mom's because she don't never talk in my... That shit be pissing me off.
You, man.
Say she don't talk. I ain't gonna talk. Lie.
Your mom...
And I be wanting her to talk.
She just scary in general.
She's a gangster.
Nigga, she used to come in the house cussing. What the fuck you got these niggas in my house? Hey, we was invited. Why you mad at me, nigga?
Thought it was all right. They ain't doing nothing.
We and he drank up all my Kool-Aid and
shit. Dad said it was cool. Oh, I bet he did. Like, shit.
Man, your mom was a G, bro.
Gangster, nigga. She don't talk in my dreams, though. She don't say shit.
That's scary, though.
I'll touch her. She'll let me touch her. She'll smile and shit. She won't say shit.
You see her? Do you, like, see her out?
No. I be thinking so, because sometimes I'll be chilling at your crib, and I'll just see flashes of something will flash across. And I don't know. I'll be high and be thinking I'm just tripping. It's the weed. But then it'll happen again. It's just a little flash of light.
I done seen my grandpa died in 06, and I've seen this nigga, like, in person, like, 3 times since he died. I'm like... This shit crazy, bro.
No,
I seen this nigga when I was in California. This old homeless dude was just standing there in the front of Walmart, just locked eyes with me. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? Follow me around the store and some more shit. I was like, bro, I got to get up out of here. And this looked just like OG. I was like, bro, this is crazy.
I think I'd bug out if that happened.
Nigga, I was tripping. I sped off hella fast.
I tried to talk to him.
I couldn't. I was going to, but I was like, I didn't know what to say.
I try. If you see
dead people?
Have you ever had somebody like an encounter like with somebody that's it feels like they're talking through somebody? Like one time, like my grandpa was when I first had my kid. I felt like my grandpa was talking to me through somebody else. Like I was at Dylan's.
Oh, you told us about.
Yeah, that. I was at Dylan's and he just came up and was just like, she was real young. He was like, "You take care of her." But the thing was, he sounded exactly like my grandpa. Like, exactly. It was like, you know, it shook me. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, in that moment, I was like, damn, I feel like that was definitely him, like, that, just meeting my daughter. And it was, that was one encounter I had like that. I've had a few more, like, weird things, but that was the weirdest of all, for sure.
I think my son talks to the old lady who used to live in my house.
Mm-hmm. Did she, you know, like, a backstory about her or something?
We was all terrified of her when we was kids. Her house just looked scary. And we never really went over there and fucked with her. But my grandma was like, yeah, she was cool. Old white lady. But she when she died, I mean, I don't know. I can't remember when she died, but she died. But my son, he'll be like, he used to do it a lot when he was younger. He would just look up at a corner and start cracking up. And I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is so funny?
They say babies see shit.
So I'm over here, I'm thinking her and her husband, they both dead. I'm thinking they in the house just kicking. I'm like, hey, I appreciate the free babysitting because I'm in here knocked out.
Right.
Entertain this nigga while I'm asleep. But nigga, what are you laughing at, bro?
That's right.
Then I got a picture of my grandpa in my hallway. So I'm like, maybe his spirit came with the picture or something. I don't know. But yeah, he be looking at somebody and be cracking up. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. As long as you don't fuck with him, we ain't got no issues.
One other story I had was there was this window, and I got rid of this window in my house ever since. But there was this window that was like right in the kitchen, and I live in this property or whatever, and then up in the same property in this other house, my dad lives there. So I went over there one time, just left the house, went over there, went to his kitchen, was just going through the fridge, and then I look out the window and I look to my house. And then, like, it looks like there was a black face, like, not just like a shadow, and it just the curtain closing real quick, like, as I was looking back, and then it just closed. And I was like, what the fuck? So I went over there because my girl was there. I went over there and I was like, have you got up or whatever? And she was in the same position she was when I left, just chilling on the bed. She was like, hell no. And I was, that's another one that spooked me. And then when we were doing some remodeling, and I was like, yeah, let's get rid of that fucking window. Like, that shit traumatized the fuck out of me, bro.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I believe in that stuff, man. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's subtle things that happen too. Like, you never know when it's going to come.
Hell no, like I said, I get flashes, like flashes of light and shit. Because my layout's black in my apartment. And I'll be sitting there just watching TV and out my peripheral, just a flash, like a white streak of just real quick. Look, and it's like, all right, yeah. And it will happen again real quick.
I really want to try, like, summoning the dead or some shit, doing, like, a Ouija board or something, but I'm terrified, bro. You pull the wrong spirit out, nigga, you done.
You pull the wrong motherfucker out.
I ain't playing with that shit.
Fuck bro, around, pull
when I was in Okinawa, bro, we was at the gym, we was hooping. When we came back, I'm in my room chilling, about to take a shower. Next, you know, bang, 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 bang. Fuck is knocking on the door, nigga. I just got here. The dude whose room was next to mine, he like, bro, come here. Walk in his room, a Ouija board just sitting right there.
I'd have walked right back out.
I like, bro, what the fuck you got going on? His roommate didn't move. We had one room, but it was two bedrooms in there, right? Mm-hmm. He was in his room, door locked, ain't left since we was out hooping and shit. He like, bro, I ain't left. No one came in here. Where the fuck this come from? I don't know. I was like, man, get me the fuck up out of this bitch. And these goofy motherfuckers, the white folk, they
lack of melanin.
they went down to the haunted gate with the Ouija board and was trying to. I'm like, y'all niggas is goofy. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Fuck around, pull old slave Leroy, come fuck you up.
Spirits are everywhere all the time. They are not to be played with, though.
Hell no, nigga.
Bro, you inboxed me about my availability at Drew. Who? I don't know who you are, Facebook user, but fuck, I be backed up on my emails and messages and shit, man. I'm the worst. Who am I ghosting right now?
Damn. Oh, my bad. I'm supposed to be looking for the damn pod. I'm looking at titties and shit. My bad.
Who did I ghost, man?
Oh, that was the other
J-Rob, oh, man, I got you, man. I be hitting people up just to keep in touch, man, and then I hit you with a date, like, at least 2 weeks or a week in advance, you know? But I got you, man.
Oh, man.
We about to...
Nigga Taco Bell got wings now.
Bro, I saw that, bro. I need
chicken wings?
Yeah.
I thought there was a chicken wing shortage. Now they got chicken wings at Taco Bell?
Nigga, I need to try some.
I don't know if this is a fake picture, but nigga, I guess Taco Bell.
Somebody put them in a
fucking box. My cousin in Kansas City was like, hey, he put on Facebook, he like, someone need to bring me some wings.
from Taco. I had seen a few posts before, earlier today about Taco Bell.
I got to go try it out. Hey, they bringing back the Mexican pizza too. Shout out Taco Bell because we was on y'all ass about that.
Oh no, that was good, bro. I love that thing.
Yeah, we was on their ass about bringing that one back.
I love that.
You got to pick and choose when you eat Taco Bell, bro.
We haven't done this segment in a while, man, but it's a good time to bring it back. Would you rather, man? The first one is, would you rather have an erection 24/7 or flaccid teeth that only get hard when you are hungry?
I'm walking around with this thing poking, nigga. What's up? Man, I'm stabbing shit, nigga.
Man, no, I got to work. Give me the flimsy teeth. Because if they'll get hard when you hungry, I'm always hungry, nigga. So they going to stay hard. So, yeah,
I'm letting shit. I might find a queen if I walk around with a mouth like that.
I got to put this as a topic so they know what the fuck the question was. That's a wild one.
That is, I'm going with your teeth, though.
I'm walking.
Everybody in the comment section, answer this, too. Would you rather have an erection 24/7 or have flaccid teeth that only get hard when you're hungry?
I like that word, flaccid.
Flaccid.
That's weird.
Man, I don't know what flaccid teeth are exactly. Like flimsy. They just be
flimsy.
Look like a meth head. That's not cool.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna have to have a hard dick all day.
I can't have that 24 hours.
Nah, we walking around.
That shit gonna get uncomfortable.
This is Blue Chew for real, nigga.
Nah, nigga got to take a doo doo. You can't, you know what I mean. You can't tuck that.
I got a normal dick, so I just tuck that motherfucker. You know, that in the proper spot. Nah, I'll be cool, man.
I can't tuck my shit like that.
Hey, I'm tucking nigga shit. I walk around this motherfucker. Hey, I just want somebody like, damn, okay, then come on over in.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find me a queen out here. If you watching, I love you already.
But man, it's 2022, man. You can get in a lot of trouble for having a hard dick in some places.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So flaccid teeth, bro. I'm cool.
I'm just gonna.
You ain't getting no jobs, no business opportunities with them flaccid teeth.
As long as I,
hey, because you can always waistband the motherfucker.
Nah, nigga, but they say they get hard, but you get hungry. You eat gum, nigga. Your teeth gonna stay hard.
Nigga, you're not hungry just because you chewing gum, though.
Nigga, you can get hungry. You said chew gum. Fuck you, mean.
I'm just saying, just cause you pop in some gun don't mean you hungry.
Nigga, but yeah, but that's gonna satisfy some type of motherfucking hunger pain, nigga.
Nah, man, I'm walking around with that motherfucker.
I guess you could go to all your important meetings and shit hungry, so that's, you know, and just be flaccid at the crib, you know.
What I'm saying, nigga.
Yeah.
Nah, cause if you
and you walk around your business meeting with your dick on hard and your slacks, nigga, you not gonna get no.
It depends on what business.
Pimping only gonna last so long. You gotta tuck your shirt in the business meeting. You can't waistband pimping.
Nigga, I'm wearing a jacket, nigga.
Covering up.
Nigga, you got, man. Nah, you know what it is.
Nah, I'm good. Give me them teeth, man.
What's the next one?
Next one. Let's see. Let's pick one. They can't see it yet, so that's a good one.
Oh yeah, that right there.
Would you rather have we looking at the same one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have the power to fly 3 hours per day or the power to teleport 10 times per day?
Teleport.
I ain't gotta teleport 10 times that in the day anyway.
Nigga.
To work in the morning, bow. Back home, bow. To the gym, bow.
Hit
store,
Walmart
bow.
Real quick, I'm back at the crib.
Bow, store, that's 4 times. Yeah. I'm good. I still got 6 months to kill, nigga. Bang, bow, real quick.
You said you trying to go to the bar real quick. I'll be there in 3 seconds, nigga.
Fuck
boom.
That. Yeah, bang, 10 times, bow, 10 times bow, a day is quick. Wild, overseas man. Trip, bow.
Yeah, I'm
in the game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the game. No.
That one's too easy. I ain't got 10 things to do.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
hell no.
No, to work, to the gym, and to the store.
Would you rather get $100 at the start of every day or get $3,000 at the start of every month?
$100 a day.
$100 a day, 365.
Give me that little stimmy. Give me that little monthly stimmy. I like that lump sum.
Like the little monthly
stimmy. Because I'm not responsible.
I'm not. I mean, but you think about it. Nigga, you spend that $3,000 on week
1. Every month, 3,000 times 12, is that's 36,000.
It's the same.
It's the same shit. So, yeah, give me that 100. It's the same shit.
I'm saying, if you spend that $3,000 in week 1, nigga, you hurt. But if you, if I spend this 100 today, nigga, all I got to do is wait until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Shit, if I got 3,000,
who said I
got
to spend this 100
exactly.
today?
Exactly,
you giving that 100 today?
Yeah, I ain't even tripping. If I got 3,000 coming next month, you know, I ain't worried. I might blow the 3,000.
There's some people that don't even make that every 2 weeks.
Give me that 100 a day, nigga, because
it ain't a lot of money.
It's not, but I'll be working too, so that would just be a bonus.
That's what
you know?
I'm saying. If you still got your job, give me that 100 a day.
Yeah, give me 100. That's ain't nothing but
give me a little tip. Money. Give me a little
that's
tip.
Right,
to
that's
bed.
Grocery money. Yeah. It's gas money. That's weed money. That's
CBD money, come on.
Swisher paper money, that's all
smoking
it is.
Smoking CBD cigarettes, bro. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. That's a cigarette, bro. Somebody's scamming you. You know that, right?
I bought it from the CBD store.
They sell cigarettes that just look like cigarettes like that.
Yeah, they sell blunts that look like blunts.
Why don't you pick the blunts?
I do. I got some at the house.
See, that's what I'm saying. Okay, you pulled the cigarettes out.
That's what I had in the truck at the time.
You just look like a stressed ass like a factory worker when you pull that shit out. Like, I was like, oh man,
nigga, I'm stressed out. Right, bro.
You gotta smoke them shits like on occasion, like when you out somewhere, you just drunk a little bit. You know what I mean? You hit that CBD square to kind of really lay you right on out.
Nah, man, I just know my shoulders ain't hurting no more. I'm good.
That's what I'm saying. You put a little something with it.
Any of y'all got an iPhone charger on you? With the
sorry, sir.
I got the fast one. It won't reach to the fucking phone.
Why don't you plug it into the back of the thing?
Because I got the fast charging one, so it doesn't have the regular USB thing.
It's plugged into the cigarette port. It's open.
Oh well, she's gonna need those keys.
Oh, you need the key for this though.
Would you rather be the most beautiful person in the world or the richest person in the world?
Rich.
Riches, because I'm still getting the vagina, no matter how much.
Billionaires ain't ugly, nigga.
Yeah, you can't be ugly with $1 billion.
Can't be ugly when you're rich.
Mansa Musa on me, nigga. Shit, the richest man in the history.
Mm.
Yeah, give me the bread. I don't give a fuck about it. I've been ugly since 93, man. Shit, right. I still got some, so.
Right. Yeah, I wonder what perks come from being the most beautiful person, though.
Nothing.
Nothing?
I mean, you might get a couple little treats, couple little,
might be
get a little clout somewhere, a little couple gigs, couple, you know what I'm saying? But
the camera all in your face.
You got
every
money,
day
nigga.
Shit.
You could do shit with money. You create shit with money. Create opportunity with money. Yeah. You got to seek opportunity when you find shit, and it take work to be the model, motherfuckers. That shit take work.
Man, you know where Brittany Renner's from?
No.
Some bullshit ass town in Mississippi. If she didn't look the way she looked, wouldn't nobody know that.
No. I was just playing devil's advocate. I would go with the richest easy.
Yeah, give me the bread.
Sure.
I need money, man.
I need money.
Yes, sir. We're going to take a quick little break. I got a couple music videos to give y'all, man.